New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy stunned that state's political circles yesterday by stating publicly that he is gay and promising to resign from office this fall. With his wife and parents standing beside him, Jim McGreevy admitted to having an affair with a man. He had been a rising star in Democratic politics despite ethics scandals and the recent indictments of two of his fundraisers. Eugene Son of member stations WBGO and WHYY reports.
At a news conference that originally was called to introduce his nominee to be personnel commissioner, Jim McGreevy spent 6 minutes explaining how he had struggled with his sexuality since childhood.
One has to look deeply into the mirror of one's soul and decide one's unique truth in the world. Not as we may want to see it or hope to see it, but as it is. And so my truth is that I am a gay American.
McGreevy says he willed himself to live a straight lifestyle. He married twice and has a daughter from each marriage. McGreevy also acknowledged he had an affair with a man whom he did not name, but several news organizations have identified him to be Golan Sapel, a former state employee.
I realize the fact of this affair and my own sexuality, if kept secret, leaves me, and most importantly, the governor's office, vulnerable to rumors, false allegations, and threats of disclosure. So I am removing these threats by telling you directly about my sexuality.
McGreevy did not directly address reports that he was about to be sued by Sapel for sexual harassment, but sources tell the Associated Press that Sapel had threatened legal action if he was not paid to keep quiet. George Zoffinger, who oversees Giants Stadium, says he's a friend of the governor and his wife, Dina. Zoffinger says this did not have to be the end of McGreevy's career.
I think he should have stayed with it and gone through the rest of his term, because he's got a number of very important economic initiatives that need to be completed.
Bradley Campbell, McGreevy's commissioner of environmental protection, saw it differently. Campbell says he admires the governor for doing what's necessary to keep this scandal from paralyzing state government.
Rather than have this be a distraction from the business of government, the appropriate thing is to look toward a transition.
McGreevy says his resignation will take effect November 15th. That will be late enough to avoid a special election before next fall's regularly scheduled governor's race. Sources tell NPR that John Kerry's campaign, with a double-digit lead in New Jersey, did not want its chances hurt by a special election focusing on Jim McGreevy. Many thought looming federal investigations into McGreevy and his administration would have more likely led to his downfall. Rider University political science professor David Rebovich says the combination of a personal scandal and the ethics investigations gave McGreevy no choice but to resign.
If the governor had to face continued questions about, in this case, his personal life, the distraction would be too great for him to concentrate on developing a positive message for re-election.
Rebovich says throughout McGreevy's term as governor, he had always managed to bounce back just when pundits and his opponents were counting him out. Until now. For NPR News, I'm Eugene Son in Trenton, New Jersey.
The timing of McGreevy's effective resignation date after Election Day may show how carefully political operatives are watching the details in the presidential campaign. The contest remains very close.